Nobel Prize-winning author Gabriel Garcia Marquez has a new novel, The General in His Labyrinth, about the life of Simón Bolívar. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
Simón Bolívar, who was also a wonderful writer, once wrote, "The South Americans have blundered through the centuries, as the blind blunder among colors." Garcia Marquez, of course, manufactures colors like a Picasso. That he should have novelized the father of his hemisphere was inevitable. The surprise is that he's novelized the end of Bolivar, the last wasting days and insomniac nights on the River Magdalena, when Bolivar himself was almost blind and had to be read aloud to, omitting entirely the beginning and the middle, when the colors burned the brightest. About Bolivar, you must understand that he was a perfect child of his revolutionary age, of Rousseau in the 18th century and Napoleon in the 19th, his personal heroes. He grew up in Europe, on Goethe and Beethoven, as if in a romantic novel by Chateaubriand. He took equally to war and to women, kicked the Spanish out of the Americas, personally invented six new nations, and freed their slaves. Carlyle compared him to Ulysses, and Byron even borrowed his name for the yacht he sailed off in to try to save Shelley from drowning. But we don't meet Bolivar in these pages until he's 47, bitter and shriveled and dying, probably from tuberculosis, maybe from guilt. He is Oedipus at Colonus, or Lear at Dover. On his barge, he howls. Readers who need their magic realism will get plenty of it. Earthquakes, volcanoes, monkeys and snakes, fire beetles, Bedouins and ghosts, rockets and bagpipes, hammocks and harps, alligators with their jaws open to catch butterflies, and bears that thread needles, and mules that eat bedrooms. But Bolivar, not the least bit superstitious, lived and died in history, usually of his own making. And Garcia Marquez would have us believe that on this river journey to his death, history is what consumes him, like a fever. Memory purges. As the doctors administer enemas, so does the novelist. The novelist is sympathetic, especially to the liberator's dream of a united Latin America. And in a confrontation with his European critics, Bolivar is allowed the last word. "Don't try to have us do well in 20 years what you have done so badly in 2000. Damn it, please let us have our Middle Ages." But the novelist also knows, as many North American reviewers of The General and His Labyrinth don't seem to, that Bolivar was part monarchist, that every constitution he ever wrote was rigged to protect the Creole aristocracy from the working class, the peasants, and most of all, the Indians. As in his Autumn of the Patriarch, Garcia Marquez speaks here for the mute and colorblind masses, a kind of historical unconscious, whose affliction, before and after Bolivar, has been oligarchs. As the mirror clouds, and the clock stops, and the radiant voices of the slaves from his childhood sugar mill sing at a dying star, Bolivar's nightmare in this novel is of Piar, the mulatto general, his comrade in arms, whom he murdered. General Bolivar might escape the labyrinth, but Latin America hasn't. How perverse of the Nobel Prize winner. We wanted more Macondo magic, or maybe another installment of the riverboat lovebirds in their frisky dotage. What does he do but give us death and politics?
John Leonard is a columnist for New York Newsday and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The General in His Labyrinth by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.